And aloha, welcome to the Travel Angel Radio Show. Of course, it is a new time. We are now here Wednesdays from 1:05 to 2 o'clock, and I'm so happy to have Kathy Takushi in studio. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm here.
Yeah.
It's been kind of whirlwind couple days. Okay. And also so happy to have back my dear friend Christine Wong.
Hi, Cindy, and hi all my friends out there listening.
I missed you. My travel partner in New York for all the excitement that we went through in New York. And we're going to talk to her later also about she did that cruise
the Viking Ocean cruise.
And she has a lot to say about that as well. But we want to start first talking about the sunny Portugal trip that's coming up very soon. I know it's in October, but it's still coming up very soon because the deadline to take advantage of this offer is going to be at the end of this month, March.
March 31st.
And you have nothing to lose because you can put down a deposit and get that money back if you change your mind by April
2nd.
So the sunny Portugal trip, I'm very excited about. I know you've got some bookings already. Also coming up in that trip, it's like an amazing deal. I mean, people don't know how hard we worked putting this together so it could be as cheap as possible. But we really did work hard, right?
We said cheaper.
Got to make it
cheaper. No, we don't use the word cheap.
I know. Less expensive.
We use the best value for your dollar.
It is the best value because it's $3,999. But the thing is, we weren't going to say that because that's including airfare. So if you took the airfare out, which a lot of packages and tours do, it would be like $2,200-$2,300 because air to Portugal's running about $1,500 to $1,800.
Right.
So I mean that if you say, okay, we're gonna get your trip to Portugal for $2,200 or $2,300, including your tours, including all your transportation on the ground, including your breakfast, and including 4-star hotels, people call, wow. But we threw the air in just to make it easier as a one package deal. And so it's $3,999. And we made it also really easy to get from here. You go right from Maui to Lisbon because we found that, you know, it's a little easier if you just get on the plane and take off and not have to worry about changing in Honolulu, etc. A lot of these tours sometimes make you switch over in Honolulu, take a flight out of there or something.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's not,
easy.
It's you do have to change planes.
Well, of course, yeah. Because you,
New York.
Yeah. Because there's no plane that will take you here to Europe in one flight. Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What if somebody has miles and they want to use their miles for the airfare? Is that
you can use your miles.
Okay. Or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you have your own air,
right.
That's fine.
Okay.
We can deduct the cost of the air out of it.
So. I'd like you to come. I really would like you to come, Christine.
I
so
would
much
like
fun.
To come.
She's so much fun. Okay, so let's go down the itinerary for what will happen. We leave October 4th. We land in Lisbon. And the first day on Saturday of the tour is October 6th. And I learned something from you last week, Kathy. It's not pronounced Cascas. It's Cashish.
Kashkash. Yeah, the S has like a shish sound.
So Cascais or Estoril, Portugal. And that's called the Portuguese Riviera. Now tell us why it's called the Portuguese Riviera.
Well, it's on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And that Cascais area is, to me, it reminded me of the Wailea. That's where there's a lot of high-end homes gated. It's a little cute little beach town.
Mm-hmm.
They have a cute little town because we had lunch there. We didn't stay there. We just went there for the day, but it's very cute.
Is it right on the coast?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can drive from there to Lisbon right along the water.
Uh-huh.
So it's scenic.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, it was also known as a haven for European royalty. And I should mention, if you're already getting excited, you can call the office at 244-1414 and talk to Tina, who's answering the phone there now. You can also go to CaptivatingJourneys.com, and you've got it right there on the website
mm-hmm,
for people to look at.
To look. Mm-hmm.
And then we go to now tell people what the Alfama District walking tour is. That's really interesting.
It's the old town of Lisbon. So we did that, and it's a cute little neighborhood, and they have a lot of, you kind of walk uphill and whatnot, but they have a lot of
small
history,
little winding cobblestone
walkways. Yeah,
I like the colored, all the different colored buildings, you know, and I saw a lot of those wrought iron, you know, on the buildings, just like you get in Barcelona and some places where you have the wrought, in France too, the wrought iron balconies are kind of charming.
Yeah,
and lots of little cafes and things.
Yeah, medieval alleys and all the little narrow streets. It's very cute.
It is, right. And then, again, we go to Sintra, which I didn't make it to last time I was there, and I only had a day, so I went to Fatima, and I didn't get to Sintra, but you went to Sintra.
We did. We went to the castle, the Pinna Palace, which is beautiful.
Have you been there?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you were there?
Uh-huh.
What were your thoughts on it?
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful, and we
all
also
colors.
Went. Yeah. We also went to Estoril.
Guess we're going to
why?
Estoril.
Because the Formula One Grand Prix was, they have it in Estoril.
I didn't know that.
And that, actually, I can remember the year because I was pregnant with Garrett.
That was
1986.
My gosh.
Yes. And I remember because we were watching the qualifying and I was sitting in the bleachers and I had to put my handbag in front of my stomach because... You know,
noise.
Garrett was just like tumbling and, you know, from the noise and the vibration.
And actually reacted to the sound.
It's so loud.
It is loud.
I mean, really. And you can feel.
Well, you like. You're going to go to Monaco on that one again.
Yeah, actually, we're going to Monaco in May.
To go to the Grand Prix there.
You're never home.
Well, that's the only way I can get Fred to travel with me. I need a Formula One car race or a MotoGP motorcycle, either one.
Yeah.
And he'll say yes.
Wow.
Or a convention for builders and concrete people.
Oh, yeah, concrete, yeah.
I would do it. And then we do, on October 9th, we go through the Portuguese countryside, and then we stop in the town of a UNESCO town, Évora, which is the museum city of Portugal, it's called. It's a medieval walled city, and it has a second century Roman temple to Diana there. And we'll go to the village of Monserrat, the jewel in the crown of Alentejo. And I hope my Portuguese fans forgive me if I'm slaughtering these words. But then the beautiful countryside, we stay overnight there at a country resort among 3,000 acres of farmland, vineyards, and cork trees. Cork is so big there, isn't it? Cork is huge.
I have
huge.
My cork purse.
Oh, you do have a cork. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I want a cork purse.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a backpack. It's a wonder. It has a lot of room in it,
and it's very durable.
Yeah,
you just clean it with a.
That's really nice.
Baby.
What city did you get that in?
I got that in Coimbra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Is it light? It looks.
It is, yeah.
And it
wow.
goes with the colors that you always wear. Yeah.
Cool. And then we go to Algarve. Now, Algarve is below Lisbon, right? That's a town that's below. I don't think you went to Algarve.
I have not been to Algarve.
Okay. It's really famous where some of the famous voyagers, where Prince Henry the Navigator was there. He started that. Vasco da Gama sailed there from 1499. And there's some old historic buildings. And, of course, seeing as it's a navigator town, it's right there at the ocean as well. Big cliffs as well. There's Cape of St. Vincent's there with 200 feet cliffs plunge into the Atlantic. Nice picture taking. The next day, Algarve, we have a day where you can go explore. And then Friday we go to Faro. Faro is the gateway to the Ria Formosa protected lagoon landscape. And again, it's another historic town, 9th century Roman walls and a beautiful coastline. And then we head up to Algarve and Lisbon. And then if people want, they can go to Madeira.
Right.
There's an extension we have. And that news on this, the extension's a separate one, and it's really 3 nights in 4 days, correct?
Correct.
But the price came down. So for 3 nights in 4 days in nice hotels and your air over to the Madeira Island and back is like, how much?
$12.49 per person.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, it came down from $15.99.
So that's an extra 4 days, and you land up and you have a day back in Lisbon when you come back, and then we fly back. And there's going to be some wonderful things going on. So I do just want to encourage people. I'm this way. I don't know if a lot of people. I'm one of those people that usually waits to the last month. You've seen me. I mean, I wait to the last month or two, and because sometimes I don't know my plans. Some people book a year in advance or 2 years. Mm-hmm. But this one you want to book right away, and you can call 244-1414 and talk to Tina or Kathy when she's back. And, you know, find out more information by going to CaptivatingJourneys.com. There's an information sheet. And there's some wonderful brochures here. If you want to stop by your station, these are lovely brochures
with
pictures.
And we can mail them. We've mailed some out to if you're interested in don't want to go online, we can mail it out to you.
It's nice to have the brochure. I like online. But I liked it, you know, for just like what we were doing, talking about stuff. It's really, I think, very, very helpful. It's a good deal. And it's with a very good tour group called Colette Travels. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to know you have a tour group that's, you know, solid and good because they provide all the transportation and tours of the places as well. So I'm excited about it. And I'd forgotten you'd been to Portugal. I didn't remember, Christine, that you'd been there.
Mm-hmm. Quite a while ago.
In 1986, my gosh. Uh-huh. Well, you know, since then it's become really popular. It's becoming the up-and-coming hot place to go.
It's the hot spot.
From last year, mm-hmm. it seems like.
Mm-hmm. You did your tour there.
They're having a little bit of growing pains because of they're so busy now, and you know they only had certain amount of their busy time, and now it's kind of like busy all year round.
Well, there's some cruise ships coming in.
The river cruises are, if you know people are wanting to go on a river cruise like we did, I planned that a year and a half out.
Wow,
and they're hard
that's
to
right.
get unless so if you want, if you're looking to go on a river cruise, you need to book it this year for next year because they sell out quickly.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
I was hearing on the Frommer show they were talking about people booking 2 years in advance for Virgin cruises. There's a Virgin, you know, it's always done the airlines, but now they're going to do a Bahama cruise, and he's building a brand new ship, and everyone's kind of wondering, it's going to be adults only, and everyone's kind of wondering, I guess it's going to be very futuristic since he's building it from scratch. Uh-huh. And Branson's in charge of it, and it's going to be, I guess this is his first venture into cruises, and it's going to start with the Bahamas. Of course, he knows it because he's got a house down there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people are booking, and it's almost selling out the initial Virgin cruises.
Yeah, if you have a good brand, even like the Viking Ocean cruises, when they, before they even sailed on the ocean, and they were advertising, it was hard, and it still is somewhat, to get bookings on especially the popular dates on the Viking Ocean cruises.
People like to be on the first one.
They do.
Yeah.
And,
maiden voyage.
Yes, the maiden voyage is always fun. And I know that happened in Regent and in Seabourn. Always people get excited if they hear there's a new ship.
New ship.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So also there's a buzz about Southwest. I believe in March they're supposed to be starting to take bookings to Hawaii. Is that true? Have you followed that?
I have not been following that.
You know, it's supposedly imminent. And with that, there's a prediction that airlines like Hawaiian will be coming down in price because Southwest is planning to come in. And they plan to offer some very good deals. And I have to say, I'm really happy there's going to be competition because I just heard yesterday from a friend who was going to book a trip over and wanted to go to the Merry Monarch in Hilo. And they doubled the cost of airfare, which I thought was so wrong. It was like almost $400 to go over to Hilo for the Merry Monarch Festival.
Well, it's next month. That's why you have to book that way out.
Yeah, but the price, they doubled their price of the regular airfare.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that to me is just gouging, you know, because they know people want to go to the Merry Monarch. And I don't, I think, if I was Hawaiian Airlines, I'd say, because we love you so much, and we support our community, and we support the hula community, we're going to bring the price down. I would try to make it a thing that's good rather than make people mm-hmm. angry by doubling the cost.
Well, I've noticed with Hawaiian Airlines, especially Inter Island, if you want, they have the lower fares, the $68, $69 one-way fares to Honolulu, but you have to book it out. You can't book it today for tomorrow.
And you have to book very early in the morning.
Yeah, very early or late at night.
Yeah, but if you book it far, but sometimes you don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, you just, you don't know until a couple of days. But they do offer it, mm-hmm. but, you know, you have to be.
Well, I'm going to be watching this. I'm very curious. If you check on seeing when Southwest is actually going to be starting, because I heard it could be that they're going to be starting their offers for flights out in March, which is tomorrow.
Yay.
And I'm sorry. Yeah, it is tomorrow.
Yeah,
Thursday.
March 1st.
Yeah, March 1st. Hmm. So they've been talking about it for a while.
They have.
And so, I mean, Hawaiian Airlines, watch out, because there's going to be people when they see, there's always going to be people who take the lower airfare, mm-hmm. Especially when if you're going to be flying from the mainland and coming to Hawaii. A lot of people used to come to Hawaii and do inter-island tours and go from one island to another. And I know personally friends that were going to do that and then added up the extra cost to do that with the inter-island flights, and they just don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. They now just pick one island to go to, and they try to fly. Like, well, I had a friend who was going to celebrate their anniversary. I wanted them to come. I'd known them, good people in music. And I said, oh, listen, I'll do your vow renewal. And they said, okay, well, we're going to Kauai, and then we'll try to fly over to Hawaii, to Maui. And they basically looked at the prices and what it would cost, and with everything, they said, you know what? It's just going to cost too much money and the heart and the time and everything. We're just going to stay in Kauai. But I know there's other people that do that now.
Yeah, and also you have to figure that's taking up half of your day.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
because
exactly.
You have to, pack up your things in your hotel room, then check out, then drive to the airport, return your rent-a-car, check in hour and a half. Half the day is gone.
Yeah, and you add up what the cost is of rent-a-car and the airline fare and then the hotels.
Exactly.
I was just over there for my skin cancer, and Kaiser put you up at the airport hotel. I have to say the people were so nice at the airport hotel. But I check in. And they were just so Hawaiian aloha. I said, okay, our restaurant's closed, but you can have a shuttle to another restaurant if you want. So here we are. We're handing out our pizza menus, and you can just order in pizza. And it's like, okay. And there's all kinds of towels. They said, our pool is closed, but if you want, we'll shuttle you to another. Okay, so and I was going to actually for the day, just to make myself feel better, because I called my skin cancer a spa day, because a friend of mine said it's easier if you call it a spa day. I was going to go to the Hilton Waikoloa, completely sold out. I asked about some of the other Hilton properties. 260 starting, and then there was fees that were like $70 or $80.
Resort
fees.
Resort fees.
300. Yeah. I tried like four hotels, and I went, you know what? For $275 and then a cab there and back, like $330, it's not worth it for an afternoon, to spend a night, right? I mean, and I was asking about combine rate and travel agent rate. It was expensive. Mm. And I'm sure that's me, that other people are seeing this as well. These extra added costs that hotels are doing, the resort fees, mm-hmm. the taxes, really add up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can be an extra $80.
Mm-hmm.
They were in a couple of hotels.
Well, resort fee and parking fee on resort.
Well, that's, I forgot about that. That parking fee can be $40. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So people, I really hope that we don't gouge too much ourselves here in the islands, but it's bad enough with the airfare being much and then the hotels and the fees and all that stuff. It's like, folks, you'd really want to make it people friendly, right? Visitor friendly when you come. So that's what we tried to do with our trip. I mean, all the hotels on the Sunny Portugal trip are 4-star hotels. You sent me the information. The first thing I did, and I bet other people do this too, is I looked up each of the hotels
mm-hmm.
to see how they look. Because Christine, I'm picky about my hotels.
Yes, you are.
I am. I'm spoiled. But they all were 4-star hotels. They were very nice, you know. And I have a feeling if I were to book them myself, it'd cost more than you could do with our package. Because what happens, these big tour companies like Colette and sometimes others, even I guess Roberts and others, they buy in groups so they can get a better price than you can get individually,
Mm-hmm.
So that's something, I've never been a person to really think about that, but I'm becoming more aware of that, right? Sometimes you're better off on these all-inclusive packages. I mean, you found that when you were looking at the The cruise you just did was a Viking cruise on one of their ships, and you hadn't done it before, had you?
No. And in fact, it was on the Viking Star, which is Viking. Of course, they're known for their river cruises, and now they've expanded to ocean cruises, and they've kind of followed with the river cruises where they include a shore excursion at every port.
As part of your fee, your overall cost is including a and that's never been happening on anything, but I know Regent includes, right?
Regent does.
Yeah, there's other higher-end cruise lines that do include the shore excursion. So, however, you know, like Kathy said, value for your money.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we embarked in Civitavecchia, which is the port for Rome, and we did an overnight stay. So, and the air, they offered $795 air.
That's a great price.
Yes, and that would be...
From New York, that was,
no, right? No, it could have been anywhere from the West Coast.
That's a very good price.
And...
Now I have to... Okay, folks, just a little asterisk here. This is winter. Whenever you fly to Europe in the winter, the cost is usually about 40 to 50% lower, isn't it, Kathy, usually if you do a winter flight to Europe?
Yeah, it's cheaper.
It's cheaper, yeah. So, but still, that's a still $795 is a very good price.
No, Viking has promotions not in winter, too. They have from the West Coast pretty good.
With including air,
yeah.
And, well, I just took mine, Cindy, because, you know, I was with you at the Grammys and, you know, with Sir Elton John's honorary concert. Anyway, so I did mine from Newark, so I didn't have to go back home.
Yeah.
And then my girlfriend from Texas, who, you know, at the last minute decided to join me, she lives in Austin. And so when I called Viking and I said, my girlfriend lives in Austin and she would like the air. And I thought, well, perhaps they'll say she'll have to go to Houston or Dallas.
Yeah.
They booked her from Austin.
Wow.
So they booked her Austin to Newark and Newark to Rome.
Did you connect in Newark? Did you fly over on the same flight?
No. I was already in Newark, but I went on Lufthansa.
Oh, okay.
And I believe she went on American.
Because you got to get your United Miles. She's going for a 1K. Her whole life is dedicated to make that 1K goal.
Right. So she ended up arriving of hours earlier than I. So she just, you know, did her own thing. And
they included in that price your transfers.
The transfers, and I must
which
say.
Which can add up.
Which is lovely. You arrive, you know, after flying, 8 hours? Well, that's just Newark to, I flew to Munich, and then you have a layover, and then Munich to Fiumicino. Anyway,
because you want to do Lufthansa, and Lufthansa has that connection through Germany, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
So then it's so nice walking off the plane, and then when you come out, there's a big sign, you know, Viking, and all these people in red, so visible, so many of them. And you just walk up to them and give them your name, and you're on the list, and you go to the carousel and they help you with your baggage.
Oh, nice.
And then they gather your baggage and then they load it up. And then you go to the buses that are waiting. And then, you know, because it's quite a long ride from Fiumicino, the airport in Rome, to Civitavecchia, the port. And yeah, so you're in a bus.
I think it's about an hour long. Right?
Yes. Yeah. And sometimes longer depending
on
traffic.
So if you're going to do a taxi, that'd be a hefty price.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, with taxis in Europe, and then they see you're American, and sometimes they kind of add little padded extra, you know, euros.
Yeah.
So that was really wonderful.
And so I've been seeing, I don't know if I watch a lot of PBS, and you used to see always the river cruises, and lately they've been doing the ads for the ocean cruises, right? And it's funny because we were on a cruise together. I forget which one it was. The last one we did as a cruise together. A lot of the guys were saying who worked there that other people who were staff people had gone over. This was a couple years ago when we did that cruise
Oceania?
Together. Yeah, and the Oceania staff was saying, Well, some of our people went over to Viking Ship because
Viking Ocean
because mm-hmm. it's new and nice, and there was all this excitement about a new ship and everything, right?
Yeah, because they were built in 2015.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So they have a lot of staff. People kind of went there, migrated of sorts to go to the new one. So the question is, okay, there's a lot of doubt in people's mind now. Where would you put this? Because you've done a lot of cruises now. You've done the Oceania, you've done the Celebrity. Did you do you did Seabourn once, right?
No, I've done Crystal.
Oh, you did Crystal.
I've done Cunard, Royal Caribbean, Princess, Holland America.
Wow.
Well, Paul Gauguin.
Yeah. Where would you put the ship as far as the elegance factor, the high end factor, the way it was designed and the way it looked, and we'll break it into categories. It's mm-hmm. just the way it mm-hmm. looked. Where would you put that amongst all those?
Well, considering it was built 2015 and the passenger capacity is 900, it's a very, very comfortable size ship.
What's the name of this particular ship?
This was the Viking Star.
Okay.
And I would put it... definitely up there with Oceania, and possibly even higher because of the fact that they do offer the shore excursion that's included.
Yeah, that's a factor.
In every port. Because, so for example, Rome, you know, we stayed overnight, so the next day I took their included tour.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a 6-hour tour of Rome.
Was that it was a good one?
Yeah, it was called the Snapshots of Rome. So this, mind you, is included, so mm-hmm. no extra charge. So you get on a bus and you see the Aurelian walls, the baths, the Pyramid of Cestius, Colosseum, Circus Maximus. You go to the
basic good stuff.
And
you give time enough to take pictures.
And it's normally, if you were to buy the shore excursion on, mm-hmm. on a regular, you know, cruise ship, would be about $200 a person.
Well, we probably should mention that because might be some people who don't do a lot of cruising. You can easily on Oceania and some of the others, even Celebrity, spend what $1,200 if you do even not the most most expensive ones could be $1,500 to $2,000. It adds up. The shore excursions
average anywhere between I would say $100 to $170 on a mm-hmm. per person
per excursion. And if you're doing a 10-day cruise, mm-hmm. that can be up there, you know. And it's something Region always points this out. It's something you don't really think of when you think of a cost of a cruise. You think of the price they charge you. You don't always add in the cost of all the shore excursions, which can easily be as much as the cost of the cruise, you know.
Yeah,
if you do two people,
come off a cheap cruise. Mm-hmm. Couple $1,000 easy,
right.
Yeah. With your drinks, you know, when you do like a Celebrity or Royal Caribbean, because mm-hmm. you get nickels and dime for every single
exactly.
thing on that.
Yeah, that's yeah. true. That's true.
So you have to look at the whole picture.
The whole, yes, exactly.
Right. And then, for example, on the Viking Star, the alcohol was included uh-huh. for, you know, lunch and dinner.
Now, that was that just wine and beer?
Wine and beer, correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted any kind of liquor, you beyond hard liquor would
be
extra.
Then of course they have the package, right. You know, if you want to upgrade. So for Peggy and I mean, that
it'd
was
be fine for me.
And it seemed like everywhere we went, they were having some kind of champagne reception. So everywhere we went, we were like, okay, there's champagne and here we go. And we actually got upgraded. I don't know why, but...
I think it's because you were so nice and charming. You called them a few times, right?
I actually emailed and called, and the service prior to the cruise was exceptional.
Uh-huh.
The response to my email and the customer service when you call. I mean, anyway, so we had a bottle of champagne. We never drank it because we, you know, it was just the two of us, and then we had all this champagne everywhere. I did upgrade the shore excursion when we went to Algeria.
And it was a good thing because that was an amazing place. You went to UNESCO City, didn't you?
Yes, I went to the Tipasa, which is a little town, and they have all these Roman ruins. Unbelievable. We walked for over an hour and all along the coastline. You know, and if you've been to Ephesus.
Yes.
It's like that caliber.
Is it really that much?
It was huge.
Well, those Romans went everywhere.
They sure did. Yes. It's like the Roman Empire. You sent me pictures, and it was so cute. You sent a picture of the mayor.
The mayor of Timpasa.
The mayor brought a huge bouquet of flowers.
People
on the shore excursion.
Wow. Yeah. So
I've never seen that before. Mm. That was really impressive.
So there were two buses of... you know, that had paid for this optional tour, which, you know, I believe it was like $179. So for me, we were supposed to go to Tunisia. However, because of the civil unrest, our embassy said, no, the ship is not stopping in Tunisia. So I kept my fingers crossed for Algeria. So when we did land, we had two buses, and we had a police escort.
Oh, really? In
Algiers, yeah.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
And we had a wonderful tour guide, and he was Berber. He was an archaeological student at one time and, you know, very, very knowledgeable of the history and everything. And it was quite funny because... I thought, wow, the cruise ship has to pay, you know. So you have a car with a driver, a passenger, and then also somebody in the back. So there's three police, you know, on this car. And, well, apparently our U.S. Embassy provides this.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
And what, you know, they said for the traffic. I'm like, what traffic? However, there was a little bit of traffic, so... they would stop, and they would get out of the car, and they would stop all the traffic so our bus can go through. And our guide...
That'll make you stick out like a sore thumb.
And our guy said, we are VIP, we are VIP. And I'm so glad I took that tour because the people that took the tour that was included, you know, was just around the port area.
It was kind of funky, wasn't it?
It was kind of funky, and they didn't really enjoy it.
Yeah.
However, we got to go to the other side, to the countryside, which is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And then the Royal Mausoleum. Remember I showed you the picture, that huge dome? And, you know, kind of looks like a pyramid, except it's domed.
So that was one of the highlights of the trip then.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
And then Algeria was ruled by the French up until 1962 when they had the war.
Yeah.
And so they gained independence.
Did they speak French?
They speak French.
Interesting. What currency did they take?
They have their own currency, which I had none of. However, our guide had, if you wanted to buy like postcards or little, you know, souvenirs, he would change money for you. And so in 1962, when they gained independence, well, President John F. Kennedy gave them aid. So they love Americans.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. So, you know, the buses were going through little towns, and they're waving at us.
Wow.
And then when we got to this little place, Timpasa, where, you know, the mayor gave us the bouquet of flowers, and then I was walking and, you know, just through this little shopping area, and the women there, they don't wear burqas. I mean, some wear just a scarf over their head, and, you know, there were two women and a man, and they looked at me and they say bonjour, and
you're not sure,
you know, and I don't speak French, so all I said was bonjour, but with a very nice smile, and you know, they were very welcoming. And then my girlfriend Peggy, she spoke more French, and she said they're, you know, really try to engage with you and talk, and so it was really it really changed my view.
Well, you know,
North Africa.
I've never been to Algeria, and I truthfully, if someone said that, I'd never think I'd want to go. But after you talking about this other side to it, it changes my opinion of Algeria. Because don't you think Algeria seems might be a little dangerous or funky or something?
Well, I was telling you before, I had booked a cruise about 5 years ago on Holland, and because I wanted to go to Tunisia, and then that got canceled because of unrest, and we ended up going to Sardinia, but. Mm-hmm. you kind of reminds your experience reminds me of Egypt. The people, the people are wonderful. It's the government.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
But yeah, people are people. Andrea Smith, and I love her saying, people are people everywhere.
They
yeah.
are. They yeah. really are.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, you're going to be going in about a month to Egypt.
Mm-hmm. April 12th.
Oh, and mm-hmm. Is there one cabin still available? Or
there's
did
one
I get
cabin.
Oh, all right. You like that one. So you were going to go also to Naples, but that got canceled,
yeah.
right?
So just to let you know, this was called Southern Mediterranean Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
It was an 8-day cruise, and the reason I chose it was because of Tunisia and mm-hmm. Algeria.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the second time I've tried to go to Tunisia. I
guess it happens a lot
yeah.
where you can.
Mm-hmm. So you know, you have to be safe. And then, I don't know if I should tell you this little story, but as we were walking along the ruins, you know, from Tipasa, and then it went all the way down to the coastline.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely beautiful. And so you're walking along the coastline and right on the ocean. And then, of course, there's, you know, people, locals there, and, you know, sitting around talking. And then you come upon the mosaics of the floors of the aristocrats, you know. So summertime, well, their dining room would be right on the ocean. Mm. And you're walking on these beautiful
history.
Mosaics. Yeah. And you can see the opulence that was there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, one of the people on our tour said, you notice that guy in that black coat? And I go, oh, that guy, you know, quite over 6 feet tall, quite burly, and in this black trench coat, you know. He said, you know, ever since we left Tipasa, he's kind of been following, you know, just kind of in the background, just kind of walking. Because we were so spread out.
Yeah.
Everyone's taking
yeah.
pictures.
Yeah.
And he, as we got towards the ocean, he would talk to, you know, there's some men, you know, young men, and, you know, he would talk to them, and this fellow passenger said, I think he's hired by the U.S. Mm-hmm. Embassy because he's there
mm-hmm.
just to let them know that I'm here, so,
yeah.
you know, you better behave. But, you know, we felt very, very safe.
When yeah. you're there, it's... I think it's the news that scares everybody.
It is
when you're there
the
on the ground.
Yeah,
you probably didn't feel it at all.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, look at Waikiki.
Mm-hmm.
Look here in Wailea. You
yeah.
know, these
yeah.
poor tourists. They leave their belongings on mm-hmm. the beach to go
yeah.
swim, and then people snatch them up. You
yeah.
know, but I felt very safe, and in fact, was taking picture, and these two young guys, you know, they're funny because the gal who wanted a picture, I said, okay, move to the side. And they were kind of slighted, the two young guys, because they said, oh, what about us? picture. You know, and look how friendly, so mm. friendly.
So where did you go after that?
Oh, okay.
We've got about...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We got 10 minutes.
Okay, well, so you have to be very flexible. We were supposed to go to Naples.
Mm-hmm.
But there was strong wind. Now, you got to remember, this is winter.
Time,
I have
yeah.
never been to Europe when it's been so cold.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, it's a good thing, Cindy, we were in New York, and I had my turtlenecks
yes.
and my wool,
yes.
you know, my wool sweaters.
Because, and your special warm shoes,
and
they're waterproof.
And my waterproof
shoes.
Rain boots.
Yes.
Which was a godsend,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, when you're walking in puddles of water, and it was very safe and very secure. Okay, so we couldn't go to Naples, but we went to Palermo.
Mm-hmm.
Never been to Palermo. Godfather,
yeah.
they filmed there. Palermo has the largest opera house in Italy, third largest in the world. Quite impressive.
Yeah.
Quite
mm-hmm.
impressive. And then we went to...
They love their opera in Italy.
Oh, they do.
They do. They love their opera in Italy.
At Cagliari, then...
Wasn't Palermo also considered... Sicily and Palermo are kind of like the mafia, also considered mafia.
Right.
Well,
Sicily
is the island.
Sicily,
yeah. Sicily's the island.
Island.
So Sicily
is,
and that's where a lot of that money came from to be
mm-hmm.
able to build.
And you have to remember, Sicily and even Sardinia, they're very close to North Africa.
It's true.
In fact,
I
closer
don't think
to North Africa than they are to, you know, the main
Really?
Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
Yes.
I did
not know. And so there's a lot of the North African, you know, the Moors, you know, the influence there. And then we went to Valencia. Mm. Have you been to Valencia?
The oranges. I have not been to Valencia. I've been to Seville, and I've been to other cities, but
yeah,
I have not been to Valencia.
I've been to Seville, Cordoba, Granada. Never been to Valencia. So impressed with the architecture.
Really?
Calatrava. The modern architecture is incredible.
Really?
Incredible.
Okay. And good oranges?
Well, those oranges now, they're decorative.
Oh.
And the reason is those are used to make orange marmalade.
Oh, not orange juice.
Not the ones that you see on the tree in the city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because, like the guide said, if they were the sweet oranges, you wouldn't see them all on the trees.
That's true.
But they're used to make orange marmalade. But Valencia, I can get Fred there. They have a MotoGP motorcycle race.
Oh. So did you do this tour that was offered free with the ship on
yes,
that one?
Yes, I did.
Was that a good tour?
It was a great tour.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you know, you have time to walk around.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a port town, but are you able to see the things you have to get inland to see? Sometimes port towns have nothing and you have to go to the city.
Oh, no, further, no, but there's this one a actually, lot.
Okay.
Yeah. So the tour that is included, it's nice because you get on a bus and they take you, you know, through the city and then you can return to, you know, whatever part you would like to spend more time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those tours, so if you didn't want to go back to the ship, they say, okay, we can drop you off in the center of town. Whoever wants to go to the center of town, you just get off and then, you know, just find your way back. So that was...
I guess on all these tours, since they're free, you pay for your own lunch. You find some place in the city and you pay for your own lunch.
Yes. Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine. I'd prefer to pick my own place usually.
Yeah, so that was Valencia. And then we went to Barcelona. And, you know, it was mainly actually just we got there, you know, at 5, 6 a.m. And then we got off the ship and boop, go to the airport.
You didn't go into the town of Barcelona?
No, because I had
You'd
been there
to
before.
Barcelona, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I noticed after you told me about this particular route, that now on Oceania, I saw some of the cruises coming up that they're promoting for the summer and later on, that they're doing very similar. I think what may have happened, maybe you're seeing this, Kathy, I think that so many people have done the regular cruise that they're doing in the Mediterranean. We've already done the Barcelona that goes to Monte Carlo, that goes to Nice, and, you know, that one, I mean, I've done it 2 or 3 times, and after a while you go, well, I've already done that. Mm-hmm. So I think some of them are looking for other alternatives.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to go to the same cruise 3 times, you know, the same places.
The same port, exactly.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about the size of the ship, of course, no tendering.
Oh, that's a good point. Small, yeah.
Yeah, because it's small enough. It can dock.
Yeah.
And you know how much time that saves.
Oh, yeah.
And then they do have 2 specialty. Cindy, how am I doing on time?
Oh, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have 2 specialty restaurants, Manfredi's and a chef's table.
Manfredi's?
Manfredi's.
Manfredi's, one word. It's an Italian restaurant.
Yes, exactly.
I got it. Okay.
And they, because they had upgraded
you
us.
You have to pay for the specialty restaurant.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
If you're not upgraded,
it's
free.
No.
Yeah. Wow, that's
and,
nice.
And so because we were upgraded to the penthouse veranda, you know, a larger, because originally when I booked, you know, I booked like the second.
Well, you haven't told anyone what you paid for this cruise.
Yeah, it was $25.99.
Which is a very good, and including
then plus the
air.
No, plus the $7.95 for the air.
Okay, so it was around $3,300 with the air.
Right.
Which is good with that, everything included.
Right, and then the beer and wine. And then the specialty restaurants, because they upgraded us, we were able to make 2 reservations for each of the restaurants.
Oh, nice. What was the Italian restaurant like?
Excellent.
Oh, really? Oh,
they had the best pulpo, which here is taco or octopus.
Oh.
The absolute best I have had.
Okay.
The octopus, the taco leg, was shaved so thin.
Okay, folks, a little sidebar here. Christine happens to be a fisher person, and her father
was a fisherman's daughter, granddaughter.
Who knows her fish, and every place she goes, she checks out the fish. So if you're saying it's good, it's good.
It was fabulous. Mm-hmm. So they slice it very thin, almost to, you know, when they do the beef carpaccio, mm-hmm. you know, that very, and just a little bit of olive oil.
Wow.
And oh my gosh, I had that both nights. Manfredi's. Then the other restaurant was called A Chef's Table.
Uh-huh.
And that was interesting because that was a set menu.
Yeah.
And which is so nice because you don't have to decide.
Right.
And so you'd look at the menu and decide if you liked it or not. So we had two reservations for that. However, the first night that we were overnight in Rome, I said, Peggy, let's go see if we can get into the specialty restaurant, you know, as a walk-on
mm-hmm.
without reservations. Well, we couldn't get into Manfredi's, but we went over to the chef's table, and they said, sure, two of you, when would you like to eat? We said, well, whenever we can. Okay, come on in, and sat us down.
Nice.
So we had three nights at the chef's table and two.
Wow.
And the food was fabulous. The service.
What are the rooms like?
The rooms, well, you know, we were upgraded. Very spacious and mm-hmm. very well designed as far as putting your clothes away, you know, mm-hmm. having enough drawers and mm-hmm. the bathroom. And
no tub, but just shower, right?
Yeah, very yep. comfortable.
Oh, good.
Modern, very modern. Right?
Very modern. Oh, and yes. the floor in the bathroom is heated.
Oh, nice. I like that. That's yes. the first. I never had a heated bathroom floor.
Heated bathroom floor.
Wow, that's nice.
Because.
So you'd give this in a scale of 1 to 5, 5 stars being the best. What would you say?
Well, and also value-wise, too.
The value is important. I'd like your good values.
I would say 4 at least.
Wow, that's
at the lowest.
Okay.
Yeah, very. I mean.
You like the service.
Love the service. And then the entertainment. We were in Rome overnight, so they brought in opera singers
from
Rome.
Oh, that's nice.
2 men and 2 women.
Wow.
Where did they put you up in Rome?
Oh, no. We were on the ship overnight.
Oh, over there.
Yeah, she didn't come in a day early.
No, okay. I did. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't have to because knowing that the ship is overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have that fear of missing.
That fear, right.
Not only that, it's booked through the ship, so you're responsible, right?
Yeah. And then another thing. So then, of course, all ships have a buffet, you know.
For breakfast and.
No, but for dinner. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Right.
You know, all ships have that as an option. If you don't want to get dressed up, if you just want to go up and, you know, eat, you know, and not have to wait and be served. Well, anyway. So the buffet upstairs, they had Alaskan king crab legs.
Wow, that's nice.
For dinner.
Yeah.
And sushi.
Oh.
And grilled to order steaks and mahi-mahi and whatever you wanted. I mean, I saw the king crab legs. I was like in heaven.
So you'd say the food was pretty good.
It was excellent.
Excellent. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So all in all, it's pretty convincing. It sounds like, I mean, of course, sidebar again, Christine wanted me to go with her, and I really, really, really wanted to go, except I was going to New York. I spent a fortune on that trip to New York between the tickets to the Grammys and the tickets to Elton John and the clothes and everything,
and
makeup and the hair. So I just, in good conscience, really couldn't spend. I spent like almost $6,000 on that New York trip. Yeah, I know. It was expensive.
You could have gone on that trip.
Well, no, she wanted me to go to both.
I know.
But, I said, you know, I can't in good conscience. Just and the time it would have taken mm-hmm. and been away. And it was good I came back because there was a lot going on here at work. But I felt bad that I didn't make it. I really wanted to go. So I'm going to have to try it another time. And you, meanwhile, while she was actually gone, you did that Viking cruise special event at the McCoy Theater on the night where there's lightning and thunder mm-hmm. and storm warnings. And what came away from that? What was your takeaway, and what were the questions and feelings about that one?
Well, They did a little presentation on the river and then the ocean. A lot of the clients, they had been on rivers, so they are interested in ocean.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so,
well, Kathy, if anybody wants to, you know, mm-hmm. get in touch with me, give them my number, yeah. you know, we can, you know,
so,
chat.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wanted to go on the ocean one. So,
yeah, and I did too.
I did a little video of my Portugal trip because, you know, the staff on that ship was the best staff I have ever been on anywhere, on any ship.
On the Viking
On the
River.
Viking, the Portugal one.
Anywhere, wow, that's anywhere. Impressive.
They took care of our group. I mean, it was unbelievable the way they took care of us. I mean, from the captain down to the little security guard. On
yeah.
The
oh, and I would like to also mention, too, yeah, our steward, he was yeah. unbelievable. Everything we asked for, he did and above. And also talking to the staff, a lot of them are very, very experienced and they have left other cruise lines.
Yes, I got that feeling.
Because they said Viking Ocean, they pay more, their accommodations mm-hmm. are a lot better, you know, their living mm-hmm. conditions. And they are very, very happy.
Well,
they're
and that,
very,
that
very
says
happy.
Something. That does say
very
something.
Friendly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, were people curious about the ocean cruises? I know I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I haven't done it
yeah.
yet.
Actually, I've booked 2 ocean cruises.
What are people interested in as far as the ocean cruises?
Europe. Yeah. Mediterranean mostly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to yeah. do the one that goes up to Norway, to the fjords.
Yeah. I would like to do that, or the one that goes to England and Ireland. Are they doing one with England and Ireland?
I think they do.
Yeah, I would be interested in that one.
Yeah, I was kind of browsing through the brochure.
Yeah. So. No, it's wonderful. And you can call Kathy if you're interested in this, because there really are some great offers, and it sure seems like there's some pretty good deals. Mm-hmm. So you can call Captivating Journeys at 244-14 and 244-14-14, easy number to remember, 244-14-14, and talk to Kathy or Tina about the Sunny Portugal trip, which, again, you only have a month left to book that one because it's a very limited small group we're taking, and we need to know ahead of time if we get enough people. We probably will close it out if we get 10 couples, so we got to get in there fast on this one. And you can go to CaptivatingJourneys.com, but you can talk to also Kathy and Tina about the one last room on this once-in-a-lifetime trip to
Egypt
coming up mm-hmm. in a month. And in a month and a half, you're going to get gone. And also, anything, Paul Gauguin still offering, they offered more.
Oh,
right?
They have Kamaina?
Yeah, they have up until September right now.
Ooh.
So we haven't gotten any new ones, but we've had some clients, quite a few clients go in February. Apparently, it's been a little bit rainy in Tahiti. Mm. This last week, though, they got lucky. It wasn't as rainy. So, but everybody had a good time, and they all would do it again.
Well, and that says something, you know.
Yeah, everybody
says
that.
It's just there is something about Tahiti that mm-hmm. is really nice. And Paul Gauguin, of course. But, you know, it's the time to think about these things, folks. And I'll tell you one thing. You're never sorry you took one of these trips. And sometimes it's like, well, should I or should I not? But you know what? You won't remember a lot of the things you did in those couple weeks that you could have been on vacation, but you will remember your trip. that was a memory you'll never forget. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week here on the Travel Angel Radio Show. Aloha.
Aloha.